Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present Good Behavior by Donald E. Westlake. Read by Brian Holsoppel. Original material copyright 1986 Donald E. Westlake. Recorded by arrangement with themysteriouspress.com LLC. Recording copyright 2014 Highbridge Company. Genesis. Chapter 1. Dortmunder opened the door, and a distant burglar alarm went clang, gang, 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 gang. Hell, Dortmunder said, and shut the door again. But the ang, gang, 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 gang went on and on and on. Hell and damnation, Dortmunder said, while from some distance away a police patrol car's siren went whoop, whoop, wiggle, 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 whoop, the sound rising from the grid of New York City's streets up five stories through the 2 a.m. air to this quiet black-topped roof. The burglar alarm kept nagging, ang, 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 whoop, whoop. The patrol car wasn't so very far away after all.
"Goodbye," O'Hara said.
Dortmunder looked at his partner in crime. In this crime, anyway.
"Where are you going?"
"Florida,"
O'Hara said over his shoulder. He was already halfway across the roof to the fire escape. Raising his voice just a teeny-weeny bit, hoping O'Hara could hear him but none of the neighbors would, Dortmunder said,
"Maybe you shouldn't do that."
"I'm gone,"
O'Hara called back, climbing onto the fire escape.
"It's too hot around here. I'm going to Florida to cool."